In a recent article in the online journal Slate, Katie Waldman posed this question. Is Upworthy really doing good or just good at what it does? Upworthy, for those of you who don't know it, is a pioneer of a new form of activism that some people call clicktivism. Clicktivism hopes to inspire change through viral media posts. Advocates say they can spread awareness of issues this way, but some detractors believe clicktivism is total hogwash. Katie Waldman is among those who are a little bit skeptical. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
So you posed the question at the top of your article, is Upworthy really doing good or is it good at what it does? And what did you mean by that?
Well, I think that it's sort of an open question when you have a site like Upworthy that is really making these issues so present to a lot of people. They get tons and tons of clicks, tons and tons of shares. And the question is, are those clicks and shares actually doing any good? Are people motivated by the information they're seeing to give money or volunteer? Or are they just sort of checking off a box and saying, oh, well, that was a heartwarming narrative, and now I'm going to go back to my daily life?
Now, for people who haven't seen Upworthy, these things come through your social media feed, and they always say, read this, you can't believe it. But can you give us an example of one of the articles that epitomizes the sort of Upworthy activism that you're singling out here?
Oh, sure. I mean, there's one that I think says it's about bullying. Oh, here's one. 9 out of 10 Americans are completely wrong about this mind-blowing fact. And I'm not even sure what the fact ended up being, but you just click on it. It's so addictive. You want to know what it is, and then you learn the fact, and then it's over.
But so, Katie, that just aside from my employer being a little bummed out that I'm spending too much time on social media during the day, what harm is there in these things?
Well, I mean, that's a very good question. You could argue that the worst case scenario is, oh, this is just like harmless fun and you're learning new things and maybe you're even just a little bit more aware. But I think the problem is if you persuade people that by going to this site and reading these articles, you are involved in a social movement and you are an activist, that's really sort of diminishing the definition of activism and sort of giving people a pass when maybe they haven't actually done anything to make the world a better place.
As opposed to just clicking. I'm talking with Katie Waldman, who is a writer for Slate. So say I in Seattle want, my issue is homelessness. I want to end homelessness. How could a site like Upworthy play into, I don't know, people's emotions to further their cause?
Well, so I think emotional storytelling is a great tool, and it's really effective, and Upworthy does it very effectively. And so they would probably, I mean, I can imagine them posting a video that, finds a charismatic homeless person and gets a lot of people to care about him or her. And that would be great, but I think what Upworthy could do a better job with is providing a ton of links to ways for people to get directly involved and maybe monitoring those click-through rates a little bit better.
So what does Upworthy get out of all this?
Well, so they're an investor-backed company, and so people will donate to the site if it seems to be successful. And so I'm sure that, you know, the more shares they can show to their investors, the more funding they get.
Are you telling me they're a for-profit venture?
They are a for-profit venture.
So for-profit social activists?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Do you feel that they're sincere? Or are they really just trying to make a buck on this?
I actually do think that they're sincere. Every interaction I've had with people involved in Upworthy, they've seemed very idealistic and like really good people. I just think it's an interesting and sort of unprecedented enterprise, and it definitely is making people take pause.
So bottom line with all of this is clicktivism, does it have a place in our culture?
I don't want to completely devalue it. I think that it's here and it might be capable of doing some good. We just have to be wary.
But meanwhile, you're going to click through some of those, you know, here's something you didn't know about X and it's going to blow your mind articles?
Of course, always.
Katie Waldman's own article with lots of context about Upworthy is at slate.com. Thanks for talking with us, Katie.
Thank you.
It's The Record from KUOW.